Hello, everybody, and welcome to the DestroFrauds.com Movies and Television Podcast. As always, this podcast is brought to you by a fuck ton of sponsors, but today it is brought to you by... Let's go with Zazzle. Yeah, they're a custom shirt company that do shirts and custom stuff. Click the bottom page or any of the banner, and it's on the site for Zazzle. And go buy some custom t-shirts. Designed by people like you. Speaking of designed by people like you, we're also looking for t-shirt designs. See, if you have any, send them to bubblywant@destroprods.com or post them in the t-shirt design thread on the forums. And, yeah, if we'd like it, then we'll make a t-shirt out of it and pay you based on how well that shirt sells. And these will be posted in destroprods.com/store, our very own store, where we have other shirts and stuff. Excuse me. Yeah, so we're also doing Extra Life again this year. So please go to destroprods.com/extralife and donate or join the team and help us fundraise. We're trying to raise $1,000 to help Children's Miracle Network hospitals. All proceeds donated go directly to those hospitals, and all donations are tax deductible, so if you're interested in that. So yeah, it's destroprods.com/extralife. Again, that's all one word. I am your host, the Dead Man. Joining me today, we have Bobby Wong.
Hello.
And Steven.
Hi.
So yeah, movies and shit.
Movies. I know movies.
Yeah, so, Steven, what have you been watching?
I'm going to talk about three movies.
Goody.
They all star the same male lead, Michael Cera.
Okay.
So, beginning with... I'm going to start with Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, I love that movie.
That movie is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's like... The thing about Scott Pilgrim is when it was announced, and then I read the comics, I was like, this movie will not sell. No one will see this movie.
And no one did.
And no one did. It made no money. But, like, here's the thing. It's an amazing movie. And there is no movie before Scott Pilgrim that was like Scott Pilgrim. And there will be no movie after Scott Pilgrim that was like Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, it was a fantastic little movie. And it also had in it, starring as one of Lucas Lee's stunt doubles, Ruben Langdon, who I interviewed.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I have a la-di-da moment now, so fuck you.
Yeah, look at you.
you directed a movie, I interviewed someone from Scott Pilgrim. What?
Oh man, that's awesome.
You can't step.
Get on my level, shit nerd. but no, what's great about Scott Pilgrim, it has Captain America / Human Torch. It's got Superman. It's got whatever Jason Schwartzman's done, aka everything. Awesome.
Yeah.
It's got what such a wonderful cast. I love Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah, they did some really great things in that movie. Like some of the changes I actually did really like. I remember in the comics, I was not that big of a fan of the fight with the Katyanagis.
Oh man, I love that fight. That fight's depressing as hell.
Yeah, it was just like, in that fight, it was just like, hey, go fight this robot while we hit on Ramona.
Oh yeah, those fights are... Here's the thing though, but like, the books take place over a year, about.
Yeah.
And the movie is about, like, less than a month.
Yeah.
So like, Ramona seems like a huge bitch in the movie.
Oh yeah.
Cause like, this was also true in the comics until like, what was gonna happen was Scott was gonna get with Knives. That was going to be the original ending. But Brian Lee O'Malley, the creator, was like, there's so much going on to just stay with Ramona. If you switch to Knives, that's not fair to the readers.
Okay.
But in the movie, since they were making the movie while the books weren't finished, like, they started production on the movie about when the third one was published.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to go with the Knives ending. So, like, Ramona isn't totally sellable as a potential love interest.
Uh-huh.
So, like, she seems way meaner in the movie, because there's no time for her to, like, kind of justify herself.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know, it ends on a different kind of note in the movie, where it's kind of like a mistake that he's going with Ramona, but it's a mistake he needs to make in order to grow up.
Yeah, like that's kind of like what this entire thing is about, like, the growing up of Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
And it's something I felt like the comic did better than the movie.
No, they're both perfect examples on how to rule that medium.
Like, yeah, they're both really good. It's just I prefer, like, so one of the big things was when, like, Scott got the power of love, like the power of self-awareness,
yeah,
and Mega Scott.
Yeah.
Like, those things I felt were handled better in the comic.
Yeah, Negascot especially.
Yeah, especially Negascot, because before we, like, actually got all that, we actually got, like, hints at Negascot. Like, there's a bit where, like, Scott, like, it was kind of a Hulk moment where, like, Scott got out of the shower, like, the mirror and saw Negascot, like, smiling evilly at him.
That was creepy.
Yeah, it was a really good scene, and then we actually got him fighting Negascot, and then he got the power of self-awareness.
Yeah.
But in the movie, it was just, like...
It was kind of like a wink to the books with Negascot.
Yeah, it was... Like, Negascot actually did have, like, weight in the movie, like, in the comic. In the movie, it was just like, hey, so you remember that bit where he fought the Nega Ninja in that dancing ninja game?
Yeah.
And now
then Negascot wasn't even a threat, because then, like, it cuts away, and then they're best friends.
Yeah, they're going out to get brunch.
Which is a great gag.
Yes.
But yeah, like, the movie is a great movie, and the books are, like, perfect examples on how a comic can be a comic.
Yeah. And just one thing that was just kind of... It's not even anything that, like... It's not a slight against the movie. It's just... I'm kind of sad that they didn't get Lucas... I'm kind of sad that they didn't get Steven Stills turning gay in the movie.
Oh, man. That would have been awesome.
You just see him awkwardly making out with some dude.
That'd be great. I'd be so happy if that happened.
Yeah, that would have...
That's, like, one of my favorite scenes in the sixth book.
Yeah, I remember just reading it. And I was just like, oh, man, he looks so uncomfortable.
Because Scott's, like, staring at him awkwardly.
Yeah, but still, even... His whole body language of everything, it's just like, I don't want to be doing this, I don't want to be doing this, I don't want to be doing this, I don't want to be doing this.
Yeah. It's because the dude he's kissing is also a bitch. But yeah, anyways...
I forget, the guy hooked up with in the comics, was he actually, like, a character, or was he just someone they threw in there?
No, he was, Kim's ex-roommate.
Oh, okay.
I forget his name, though, which I'm very mad about, because...
Yeah, another thing, like, the action, like, Kim, I like Kim in the movie. Allison...
I wish there was more Kim. I love Kim.
Yeah.
I would marry Kim.
Yeah, Kim's great, and Allison Pill, like, she was, played her fantastically.
Yeah, there was more scenes with Kim.
Yeah, it's just, I felt like the whole, like, redeeming himself in with Kim, again, handled a lot better in the comic.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, like, all that happened with the Negascot arc.
Yeah. What it also is online, someone made a good point that they should have made it two parts, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they should have called it Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and the second part be versus the universe.
Yeah.
Which is a good nod.
That would have been smart.
That would have been really smart. The only thing is, they could never do that because they wouldn't have made enough money on the first one to justify making a second.
Yeah, like, it did turn on the box office, but didn't it, like, start picking up more when it, like, was released?
Yeah, and also, like, they show it a lot. There's a lot of screenings of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what Edgar Wright does. He just screens his movies whenever he wants to.
He's Edgar fucking Wright, of course he does.
Yeah, I love Edgar Wright. Edgar Wright's one of the best directors.
Yeah, can't wait till
this generation.
Can't wait till The World's End.
Can't wait till Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah, he's doing Ant-Man, too.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to move on to my next Michael Cera film, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
I saw that.
I love it. That was a great movie. It's a really cute movie.
It was pretty good.
I haven't seen it.
It's cute.
It's very indie.
Yeah, that was the thing. It's pretty much the most indie movie that can exist.
Yeah, I mean, it's got Kat fucking Dennings in it.
Yeah, I love Kat Dennings. Kat Dennings is great.
Yeah, like, I like her. Like,
I've talked to people who don't like her, and I can understand why, because she's very snarky.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a bit of snark.
No. I don't know. This is just a great movie. It's very cute. The only comment I have about Nick and Nora is one particular scene that is very uncomfortable to watch for the first time.
In the sound booth?
Yes, in the sound booth.
Yeah.
Which Kat Dennings has said was one of the most uncomfortable situations she's ever filmed. Which I'm like, oh my god, Kat Dennings.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
But he has no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to totally not say, because I want him to find out if he ever watches that movie.
Coming soon, Michael Cera month.
It is based on a book, I believe.
Yeah, it's a book.
By David Levithan?
Yes, I believe so.
I did not know that.
I've read one that he co-wrote.
He co-wrote Nick and Nora.
Okay, he co-wrote another book that I've read, but I might read the book, or I'm not sure if I'll read the book or watch the movie first.
I've heard I think they're pretty similar. But like, I've heard the book is better. That's like what everybody says.
Everybody says that about everything.
Yeah.
There's only one example that I'll say that the movie's better, and that's Kick-Ass. But I'm not going to get into that today.
Yeah, we'll get into that in news.
Because
we have two pieces of Kick-Ass news.
Yes, we do. All right, so Nick and Nora, also great. And my third film is Juno. I have a history with Juno, because the first time I saw Juno, I hated Juno. I absolutely hated that movie so much. And then I rewatched it, because I was like, I want to watch a bunch of Michael Cera movies. I'm going to give Juno a second chance. I liked it a lot the second time I watched it.
Yeah,
but,
for me,
my big issue with it is the slang that Ellen Page and her like best friend character have. No one in the entire world talks the way those characters talk.
No one in the entire world talks the way pretty much anybody in that movie talks.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Diablo Cody is real weird with dialogue.
Yeah, like, I think I just don't like Diablo Cody, but I love Ellen Page, I love Michael Cera, I love Jason Bateman, I love J.K. Simmons. J.K. Simmons should play everybody's dad.
Yeah.
He's the perfect dad actor. Oh man, I love J.K. Simmons. Just like every scene with J.K. Simmons in that movie is perfect.
Yeah, like, I remember, so I saw that movie, like, when it came out a while ago.
2007.
Yeah, and I can't remember a damn thing about it, except for Hamburger Phone.
Yeah, I remember that, because I was going to buy a Hamburger Phone, and then I saw that movie, and I was like, fuck, now I can't buy a Hamburger Phone.
It's like, I completely forgot J.K. Simmons was in it.
Yeah, he plays Juno's dad.
That is just...
It's perfect. It's inspired casting. And it's Jason Reitman directing, who also did Thank You for Smoking, which is also great.
Yeah, I really liked, I really like Thank You for Smoking, but like... Juno was just kind of a moment for me.
Yeah, no, like, I hated Juno so much. I was like, oh my god, this is a stupid movie. Everybody in this movie is stupid.
It wasn't even hate, it was just indifference.
Yeah.
It was like, I saw it, I was like, well, that was a movie.
Yeah.
Then I
left.
But
no, I like it a lot more. It's not perfect, but it's definitely like a 7.
Yeah, but hey, isn't that the movie that like jumped off the career of Ellen Page?
It jumped off the page, like, for Ellen Page and Michael Cera. That was, like, Michael Cera's big movie, I think.
Well, I half thank the movie for jump-starting a couple careers.
Yeah.
I really like Ellen Page.
Me too. Have you seen Hard Candy?
No. Have you seen Super?
I have seen Super. Oh my god, Super.
She rapes Rainn Wilson.
Oh my god, that was the most uncomfortable scene I think I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I didn't know what to think.
Yeah, oh man.
Oh, that's so weird. Oh, that was a weird movie.
And the guy who made that is probably gonna be the guy who made that might be making Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh my god, I hope there's not a rape scene in that movie. That would definitely take Marvel Studios to bring it down a dark turn.
Rocket Raccoon rapes Groot.
Oh my god, that'd be so weird. Oh my god,
that'd be awesome.
Oh, I guess I could talk about one more Michael Cera movie that I have a little bit to say about is, what's it called? Never mind.
Oh, please tell us about,
oh my god, it's not even, like, listed in his IMDb. What the hell? Where is it?
He's ashamed.
Oh, I see. It's under Self.
Wait, he played...
What the hell? This is stupid. What the hell, IMDb?
I'm wondering why the cops are after you again.
I live in downtown Toronto.
They're after him for Michael Cera.
Yeah. I kidnapped him.
Yeah. No, you looked at that movie.
I looked at the movie that I'm not supposed to know about.
Yeah, it's a capital offense.
Oh, here it is. Paper Heart.
Paper Heart. I think I've heard of that one.
Yes, it's, Charlene Yee embarks on a quest across America to make a documentary about one subject she doesn't fully understand.
Michael Cera.
Yeah, and like in Michael Cera plays himself. It's kind of like a fake documentary, and it's based off like a rumor that Charlene Yee and Michael Cera were dating, even though they weren't. They were just close friends.
Okay.
And it was just like about how she didn't understand love, and Michael Cera was like just awkwardly there.
Yeah, Michael Cera did. No, it would have been a lot better if that movie was just about her trying to understand Michael Cera.
That'd be great. I'd watch that.
Yeah, that's all she does. She just stalks Michael Cera for like 3 months.
That'd be weird.
That'd be awesome.
I love Michael Cera. Michael Cera's a good actor.
Yeah, he just...
I want to see him do like a serious drama.
Yeah, I'd like to see him do something other than himself.
Well, Scott Pilgrim was kind of not himself.
Yeah, like Scott Pilgrim was the one thing where I was like, okay, yeah, you got me, Michael Cera. You got
like,
me.
Scott Pilgrim kind of plays a jerk.
Yeah, I know, it's...
And Youth in Revolt, there's like his split personality.
Yeah, but that's him with a douchebag mustache. Hmm. You see, I am an aficionado of facial hair.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I can't grow facial hair.
As anyone who knows me will tell you.
Hmm.
Well, as anyone who's seen me in person can tell you, I mean. And his mustache.
It's like an embarrassing mustache.
Fuck his mustache. He is not French. You can't pull that off.
Well, his flipper is not supposed to be French, though.
He's not John Waters.
John Waters, yeah. It's a John Waters mustache. It's like a line above his lip.
Yeah.
But that's all I have for movies. Michael Cera.
Okay. So, Bobby Wan.
All right, I've got a couple movies. I'm not going to talk too long on the one. I rewatched Thor.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I watched along with Kitty for some fresh perspective on it. Yeah, I still like the movie. A lot fewer things make sense now.
Such as?
Things make sense?
Well, honestly, when Thor's friends initially think that Loki's a traitor, they honestly have nothing to base that on. I mean, they're right, but it's like they read the script to realize it.
Hey, they're gods, they can do that.
No, they're advanced aliens.
Yeah, just Josh Dallas pulls out his sword and like cuts a hole in the fabric of reality.
Like up to the point when Loki actually says, for the audience's sake, that he was the traitor, he acts.
Well, he is the
like, supposed
is the
to.
God of
what?
Well, he's not considered by them to be the god of mischief, but up until he comes to Earth and talks to Thor, he acts exactly like he should be acting.
Mm.
He wants to keep his father's wishes and keep Thor in his exile like he's supposed to be. He wants to take care of his father. He wants to just do his part as king and want his father to come back. He has so far shown no sign of doing anything evil. Then They've already suspected him. They've already gone to the point of saying that he's completely guilty. They were about to go to Odin and say that he's a traitor.
Yeah,
with absolutely no evidence supporting this.
They have god sense.
Yeah, I can't fix that plot hole. I haven't watched it in a while, because...
The fat one, like, threw down some chicken bones and then, like, Solly arranged to do a certain pattern that told him that Loki was guilty.
Well, I'm not saying it's necessarily a plot hole, more as the characters are stupid.
Wouldn't the characters be geniuses then? Because like, without any proof, they're able to, like, divine the truth automatically?
No, they're lucky idiots.
I'm trying to remember what the line is. The fat guy says, he's like, don't mistake my hunger for indifference. That's a great line.
Stake my appetite for apathy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
That's a great line.
Gotta get that alliteration.
Right, right. Of course. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's a great...
Learn your quotes, damn it!
Sorry. I don't have it in front of me. What about Thor 2? You guys gonna see that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm gonna see the entirety of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, I probably will too, but I'm not expecting great things from Thor 2.
The only thing I'm missing so far is Iron Man 2. I still haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. It's not as good as Iron Man 1.
Yeah, but it ain't bad.
No, it's not awful. The thing about comic book movies is, if something's less than perfect, everyone says it's awful.
Yeah. I remember, actually, the first... So, like, back when Iron Man came out, I was up in Sudbury for the first time.
Yeah, I'm from there.
Yeah, so I was up there for the first time doing university stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was in a group with some people, and we started talking, and then we got talking about movies. Yeah. And one guy, he was just like, railing Iron Man 2. Oh, nope, didn't really give a reason, just like, oh man, it's so terrible.
It's not that bad.
No, it's pretty good, actually. I like it.
It's not perfect, but like...
Yeah, but here was Iron Man 1.
Yeah. Oh man, what's that?
That's a lawnmower.
Oh my god.
You see, I live with old people.
Oh.
All they do is drink, work, and mow the lawn.
Ah. Sometimes it's hard.
Yeah. It's cool. Woo! Go to Cuba! I gotta bring my lawnmower. They have lawnmowers down there, Rick.
I will say, for the one situation where you're railing on a movie and, like, really telling someone to stay away from it, I did this a couple days ago. I was talking to one of my friends who was saying they wanted to see X-Men Origins Wolverine.
No.
They really wanted to see Deadpool.
No.
Like, that's like...
No!
That's why I saw X-Men Origins Wolverine. I literally saw it just for Ryan Reynolds.
Save yourself the sorrow of watching this movie for Deadpool.
Yeah,
yeah,
that made me so mad. My brother...
Excuse me?
My brother will, like, ask me, just like, what's wrong with Deadpool and Wolverine, just to hear me rant about it.
Just to hear you go off. Well, we all know what's wrong, so let's not get into it.
Yes.
Yeah, saying you want to see X-Men Origins Wolverine just for Deadpool is, like, something... is, like, a very bad metaphor that I'm trying to come up with.
It's like seeing... It's like seeing Superman for not Superman. For, like, Jimmy Olsen. But, like, that's not even a good example. I can't even think of a good example because, like, there's no comic book movie that totally goes 100% against what the character is. That I can't think of off the top. Maybe, like, going to see Green Lantern for, like, Parallax?
Maybe. No. It's like going to Chick-fil-A for a soda.
It's gonna be like going to Chick-fil-A for gay rights.
Boom!
I did it! Topical humor.
Yeah. Now let's move away from this subject as quickly as we can.
Alright, so I'm gonna talk about the other movie I watched, because, you know, I don't have much to say on Thor. I watched The Hunger Games.
Ooh!
Oh!
I like that.
And if it didn't sound horrible, what I would do is I would shake my mic around and say, I watched The Hunger Games.
Yeah, I did not like it.
Oh, what? Why?
It's bad.
No, it's good. You're wrong.
I'm about it. It's... I might be more invested if I read the book series that had to do with it.
It is just really stupid. Like...
Like
it's a movie about a children death competition.
That's cool.
Where there are 24 of them.
Whoa.
Fucking people. Yeah, so... There are 24 kids. We see sixth of their death. We see one quarter of their deaths.
That's sad.
That is it. It is an entire movie where, like, the entire... Like, anyone who doesn't know what The Hunger Games is, go into is like, hey, we get to see, like, teenagers murder each other, and for fuck's sake, get away from the windows.
See, here's the thing. I will say technically you're watching this movie wrong, although I'm not usually someone to say that, but... The point of the movie is you're not supposed to want to see the teenagers killing each other. It's supposed to be this horrible thing that happens.
Excuse me, yeah, you just keep talking. I'll go try to do something about that.
That would be better if it wasn't happening.
Yeah, the movie is about killing each other.
I'll go work on something. It's
about murder is bad.
Yeah, like, when Rue dies... That's horrible. Oh, I just said something outside the statute of limitations. Sorry, guys. A lot of... There's a maximum... There's... It's a death match.
Yeah.
Everyone's supposed to die.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. I liked it because... I was expecting a love story. And, like, I was expecting a very cheesy love story, and it didn't happen. And I was very happy about that.
Well, I do kind of like the way that was handled, where it's like, she might not even care about it.
Yeah, that's what I loved. I was like, man, she totally does even... She's totally doing this for the ratings. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's possible that she did all that just to save
her. Yeah. Oh my god, is the lawnmower in your room? my god. Death to my ears.
Sorry about that.
Okay, I forgive you.
Hopefully they... He said like another 10 or 30 seconds. But yeah.
So. Hunger Games.
Yeah, so Hunger Games. Fuck.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, like I said, I was about it. I especially didn't like all the shaky camera.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
And even, like, I don't even remember that. Like, I actually hate shaky camera, but I don't remember it being that shaky. But it's also been a while since I've watched it.
Yeah. It was goddamn terrible. Like, half the time you couldn't tell what's going on. When most of the kids died during this, the camera is shaking everywhere, which doesn't make sense because The Hunger Games is supposed to be monitored by a bunch of stable stationary cameras. Why do we see it through shaky cam?
Because we're not watching it through the CCTV feed.
It's supposed to mimic running, but, like, no one runs shaky.
You know what? It's not even shaky cam while running. There's a fight scene, and you can't see it because you're to the left of it, then you're to the right of it, then you're above it, then you're under it. You're never directly on the fight scene.
Yeah, and a lot of the shit, like, so there's this one scene. This is midway through the movie, so spoilers, I guess.
It's been out for a while.
Yeah, so, remember the little black girl?
Yeah.
I've already spoiled, you know, her death, so.
Yeah, so that, I fucking hate her death.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because, like, you know, Spear is thrown in the mist, then the ting, and then we cut back to see her, with the spear already out of her.
Yeah.
If this, like, this is fucking Battle Royale.
Yeah.
That spear would have gone through her head, and we would have seen every second of it.
Yeah. Like, it does that to keep its, like, PG-13 rating.
Fuck PG-13 ratings. This is a movie about child murder. We should see everything.
Yeah.
But another thing I fucking hate about it.
Yeah.
The costumes. Every single person in the main city looks like retards.
Oh, that's on purpose, though.
It looks like I know, and that's what I hate about it. It looks like they purposely threw everyone into a wrapping paper shop and then it blew it up. They all look so stupid.
Now, I accepted that it's the future in look.
Fuck the future.
All fashion looks stupid. So
it's supposed to mimic, like...
Stupid.
It's supposed to be a commentary on something that I can't explain right now because I can't think of the right words.
Well, like, the higher class are all retards who, like, dress themselves up with any tiny piece of fabric they can find, while the lower class are 1950s coal miners?
Essentially. It's supposed to make the gap between classes more apparent.
It doesn't make the gap between classes more apparent. Makes the gap between intelligence more apparent.
Oh, burn.
Seriously, like... In this day and age... Mm-hmm. If you went out wearing anything even similar to that...
Yeah.
You would be hit with something.
This
Or they'd think you're really cool because you like Hunger Games.
Or they'll say, fag.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, I liked it, but I understand all the negative comments. I just like the story.
I don't.
You don't like the story?
It's a good concept.
Okay.
Like, the dystopic future where, like, some totalitarian government has taken over the world and is now forcing the people to, like, offer tributes up so they can, like, murder each other for everyone's amusement. I like the concept.
Mm-hmm.
But execution.
Mm.
Like, where, so, that one point where PETA, which, by the way, PETA, what the fuck?
That
also,
name.
The names, stupid names. PETA, Katniss.
They're future names.
Fuck future. I've seen future movies. There was a dude named, in the fucking Jetsons, that was the future, the dude was named George.
Okay, well, that's their idea of the future. It is true. Do you know how incredibly stupid names are getting already?
Yes.
Names are going to get fucking stupid in a few years.
Or awesome.
Sorry, PETA and Cat Piss are not cool names.
I don't know, Katniss is alright.
No, it isn't.
I liked it.
But yeah, so fuck up. I forgot my point. I had a point.
Oh god, the point I was making.
I had a point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you got distracted by me shooting it down.
What was it? What was the point that you shot down?
That it doesn't make sense that they have names like that, when it kind of makes perfect sense that they have names like that, because names are slowly getting stupider and stupider.
No, I was in the middle of a point that I mentioned the names, then you shot that down.
I don't know what else you were talking about.
Oh, right, yeah, so PETA. So PETA was in... So PETA, like, he was, like, dying in the woods or whatever, and yeah. So he, like, painted his face and, like, did the whole rock shit with his face.
That was cool.
It was so stupid. He was there... dying, essentially.
No, but he was just, like, really hurt. He wasn't dying.
Yeah, fuck it, whatever. So
it's like he fell or something.
Yeah, he was really hurt. Yeah. So he took the time to get his bag and then fish out the, like, styrofoam and paint shit to do up his face like that and, like, get it all, like, mashed up with everything perfectly. Then, while still in there, grabbed all the moss within arms, which just had to be enough to cover his entire body.
Okay, well, that's better than, you know, being really, really hurt and then getting stabbed in the face.
Yeah.
Yes, but you could have easily avoided getting stabbed in the face by, you know, hiding in a hole. Which they did.
And then they totally, like, made out.
Yeah, like, it's like, alright, so I have a cave, like, 10 feet away from me, or I can spend a couple hours painting my face.
Maybe, yeah, couldn't he, like, not walk?
Stupid, and he is less likely to survive. He's only scaled at what, an 8?
Yeah, he wasn't very good at like anything.
He could overhand throw 100 pounds.
Except throwing things, which
because he never did.
Helped him at all.
Yeah. And, okay, and like the fucking test thing. What was with the chick pushing the buttons?
Huh?
Identifying leaves.
It was a picture matching game.
Yeah. But wait. Donald Sutherland's in the movie.
Yeah, because money.
I love Donald Sutherland.
So do I, but still money.
Yeah, I love Donald Sutherland. He should be in more movies.
Yeah, and this is just a personal thing. Like, it's not... The guy who, like, was like the master of ceremonies or whatever. I fucking hated his beard.
Was it Stanley Tucci?
No, it wasn't Stanley Tucci.
Okay. Was it Wes Bentley?
It was the guy in the black and red suit.
I think it was Wes Bentley.
Yeah, the guy who was constantly talking Donald Sutherland in his garden.
Oh, yeah, it's Wes Bentley.
Not him, it was...
Totally Wes Bentley.
Oh, another thing. So, throughout the movie, Everyone is telling Katniss, you can do good, you can hunt.
Yeah, because she's good at that.
Yeah, she's good at hunting deer and birds, and not even really that.
Yeah.
Like, so hunting animals for food is a lot different than killing a dude because someone told you to.
Well, the most...
She never actually, like... But the I don't think she actually...
She never killed anybody.
Yeah.
What do you mean she never killed anybody?
I don't think she actually kills anybody.
She killed one guy.
Yeah. She dropped the wasp's nest on that one girl.
That was awesome.
Yeah, she dropped a wasp's nest. Didn't kill them.
Like, yeah, she never directly killed anybody.
Except for that one guy.
Except for the one guy shot with the arrow.
Yeah, and even... Well,
he indirectly killed them. That's smarter.
Yeah.
Including the dude who later got his neck snapped because she blew up the food thing.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Of course, I was sitting there the whole time, you know, watching that redhead girl run around and take shit, and every time Katniss just kind of watches her.
Yeah.
And I was like, arrow in the knee.
Fuck that, arrow in the face!
Well, I wanted there to be an arrow in the knee so that I could be like...
So you can make an arrow in the knee joke.
I tribute like you, but then I took an arrow in the knee.
And then I ate some poison berries.
And then died.
Because, you know, poison berries aren't covered in button pushing.
I forgot, it's stressful out in the woods. Hunger Games.
Yeah,
alright.
And acting is... I just thought all the acting was just really bleh.
I liked Woody Harrelson in it, that was cool.
Even he was just kind of bleh. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he actually just came on the set every day just drunk, because he's like, oh god, I can't believe I'm doing this with my life.
Well, that was the character.
Bottles.
What?
I said it's real scotch in those bottles.
Yeah.
No, he did. He was good. He was the only character who seemed even somewhat realistic. He kind of seemed to not be purposed right.
Lenny Kravitz was in the movie. He had gold eyeliner.
Oh yeah, he was. That was cool.
I found Woody Harrelson's character like flipped around a lot.
Yeah.
And such.
Yeah, like at one point he's just like, "Oh fuck you kids, you're gonna die," and the next thing you know he's like cheering him on. I was like, "Yeah, that's how you do it," like being encouraging
because Katniss yelled at him.
Yeah, a teenage girl yells at a drunk. That always works.
Well, no, and he was like, "Man, she's tough. I'm gonna pay attention to her."
Yeah, and if that was realistic, he'd hit the bitch.
That wouldn't be nice.
Fuck nice.
Nice, but that would be Woody Harrelson.
It's a dystopic future, dude.
Toby Jones is also in the movie.
I don't know who that is.
Captain America.
Who was he in Captain America?
He was Red Skull's assistant.
Right, yeah, he was. Oh, man, that movie was so bad.
What movie?
Hunger Games.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Captain America.
Captain America's fucking awesome.
Yeah, okay. I was like, whoa, come on, let's not say things we'll regret here.
Someone said Captain America is so bad. Oh, I'd be
so mad at them. Mm. Movies!
Yeah. So, anyway. We're talking about Hunger Games for like the last 20 minutes.
That's what I watched.
Okay.
Cool.
So, on to me. So, I've watched quite a bit.
Oh man, here we go.
Well, actually, it just looked like quite a bit because I had let Roba shit out. So I watched some more Ben 10 Ultimate Alien.
Hooray.
It got better. It wasn't necessarily it wasn't as good as original Ben 10, but it got better. But there's one moment, there's one scene that I want to recount in full. So, it's in the movie, so it's in the episode Video Game. And so what's happening is, Ben 10 is fighting a weird alien that he's fought a few times, which is some weird snake dude. And so he turns into Forearms, which is like a classic alien. When I first saw him, I was like, yeah, Forearms is back! And then I saw him, and it was like, wait, why does he have a samurai ponytail and a fucking gladiator man thong? Because before, he was in full pants and a shirt. And now he's bald, and now he's just like, fucking samurai ponytail, some weird fucking strap things across his chest, and a man thong. But whatever. So yeah, so he turns into that guy, slams like, grabs like a couple cars, slams them together on the snake. It's like, can I go home now? And then all of a sudden, a helicopter descends from the sky, and a dude who was like balding on the top but had a ponytail, who was wearing a purple dress shirt with really big lapels, underneath a white sport jacket with matching white pants, and he had a gold chain around his neck. He had a goatee and this really like weird accent. And so Ken was like, hello, I am world-famous video game producer. We're going to be making a Ben 10 video game. And that... it actually caused me to laugh. It, like... I actually had to stop watching the episode for a second so I could stop laughing. Because, I don't know about you people out there, but that's not what video game producers do.
And they can't afford helicopters.
No, they can't. Like, their job is to, like, translate shit from the programmers to the artists. Like, from everything I've heard about video game producers, their most valuable skill is being able to read a spreadsheet.
That's a producer's job.
That doesn't exactly rake in the big bucks. Let alone, oh yeah, and also, like, his shirt, like, so, you know how, like, most douchebags were like, oh, hey, I'm all rich and shit. They have, like, the shirt, like, has, like, the first three buttons undone on it so you can see all their chest hair?
Yeah.
He had that, but he had no chest hair.
Aww.
Because in this show, no one has chest hair.
It's a kid's show.
Kids know that people have chest hair. They've seen their dad without shirts on.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with, like, that would... I don't think having chest hair shown would, like, bump you up from a PG to a PG-13.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure if the show is PG. I'm pretty sure it's just G. It might be PG, but I probably... whatever. Yeah, and... Yeah, so then the show, like, progressed along its way, and we learn why Kevin Levin went insane as a kid. So apparently he's an alien, because who the fuck isn't?
Everyone is alien. You're alien, I am alien. Your mother is alien.
Yeah, so, well, yeah, so the reason that he was so insane as a kid and not anymore was because, like, so his species, the Osmosians.
That's a terrible name.
Yeah, who have the ability to absorb matter and energy and shit. If they absorb too much energy, they go insane. So the reason that he was trying to kill, the reason he was so, like, hogged, like, hell-bent on killing Ben was because he absorbed too much energy and went crazy. And yeah, and then we saw him absorb even more energy and turn into another weird freak thing and went and go crazy again. But there was actually one episode that was actually really great, because 10-year-old Ben, the original Ben 10, showed up in it. It was really great. It was just so good seeing him again. I know, it's real stupid because I'm watching the... It was just... It was great hearing that woman pretending to be a 10-year-old boy again. It was really good. I was really happy.
Aww.
Yeah, it was so good. Well, those halcyon days.
Aww. Cute.
But yeah, so I've gotten the... I've started getting into the second season of Ben 10 Ultimate Alien. And the big bad guy now seems to be a TV reporter. Who's essentially the J. Jonah Jameson of this universe.
Cool.
Not...
Oh, sorry.
He's like J. Jonah Jameson crossed with Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, lame.
Yeah, like
so is G. Gordon Godfrey.
Sure, why not?
You don't get that reference, do you?
No, I don't.
Oh. Well, I'm not going to explain it.
What, Gideon?
What? No, not Gideon.
It's just three G's.
Yeah. No, it's a Justice League thing.
Yeah, I just started reading the Justice League, but whatever. So yeah, like, so in like the video game thing, like the whole plot behind it, behind that was like they got Ben in a mocap suit, and then he like did all his moves as used all his powers and shit as aliens, which they somehow used like a mocap suit to motion capture fire.
That's not how that works.
Yeah, so the whole reason behind that was because Will Harang, the guy who ran the show, wanted to build a big robot with that projected his face onto it to fight Ben 10, because he believed Ben 10 was a menace.
He's a menace!
Yeah. He essentially built Ben Slayers.
Oh, cool.
But only one of them.
Oh.
Which Ben easily took out, because they didn't...
Because he's Ben 10!
Because they didn't map one of his aliens, because he was too small. And he was defeated by shooting... And they defeated him by shooting Ben as that really tiny alien into the robot with a straw. Because Kevin kept using the straw to do spitballs at people.
Ah.
Comedy.
Womp womp.
But yeah, so the show did get better. And yeah. So, moving on. I started rewatching Once Upon a Time. Cause you know,
I like that show.
Because you know, I like that show. And I just realized the dwarves are a slave race.
Yeah, they're dwarves.
Yeah, they're the
dwarves do.
They're the Ood, essentially.
I see.
Yeah, for those who watch Doctor Who.
Oh, not me.
Yeah, Bobby, you get what I'm talking about.
You should watch Doctor Who.
But yeah, so they're just the Ood. They are like hatched at birth, have no dreams or anything aside from mining dust. Well, fairy dust. And anyone who has any kind of aspiration that isn't, I'm a sit in the mine all day and hit stuff with an axe, is considered like a genetic deformity.
Huh.
Yeah. So, I've also watched the season 2 premiere of Grimm. So, Grimm, it's kind of a... It's weird, like... It's a police procedural about fairy tales. So, the main guy is what's called a Grimm, who are this, like, descendant of a race of people who are able to, like, see certain creatures who can... Like, there are creatures who can disguise themselves as humans, but the Grimms can see them for what they really are. And so it's his job to hunt down the evil ones who are, like, killing people and shit. So, yeah, then season 2... So, at the end of season 1, it's revealed that the main character's mom, who we thought was dead for the entire show, is actually alive. And they start doing grim shit together. And yeah, it's okay. It's pretty good. Like, I find the show really hard to describe to people. Sure. Yeah, I do enjoy the show. Like, it got decent. It's got some police procedural shit, and like the same things like irk me about that. But it's got that. It's got that nice added element onto it of like the guy, like the cop who's the Grimm, has to try to do his Grimm shit while working inside the boundaries of the law. Because like most Grimm shit is cut off their heads.
That's pretty grim. Womp womp.
Bwah nah bwah ta dah bwah. We need that on the soundboard.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Grimm Season 2, it's alright. So, on to movies. So I rewatched Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, don't spoil anything.
No, two things I realized that came out of this. So, first thing, so on the board where they like had all their bets of what showed up, I now have my pick for what I want to see, for what I wanted to see come on. Kevin.
Yeah,
On the board, there's just a guy, Kevin.
Yeah, I believe there was an explanation of Kevin if you read into it, like, the creators explained who Kevin is, or Kevin was put on as a joke.
I want Kevin.
You never actually see Kevin in the movie, but Kevin was put in as a joke, so...
Yeah. Fuck it, I want... They should have thought of that, like, I don't give a fuck. Cabin in the Woods Extended Universe. Like when Cabin in the Woods 2, the comic, comes out from Dark Horse.
You know, I seriously think that Cabin in the Woods universe should be crossed over with the SCP Foundation.
Well, the Cabin in the Woods universe is over.
True.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just... So, well, anyway, my second realization of this is... So, 12% of 12% of the Yellow Power Rangers have shown their tits at some point.
Ah.
I actually did the math on this.
You did the math?
Yeah. So far, two of the Yellow Rangers... So, there are 17 teams of Rangers so far. So far, two of those Yellow Rangers, the Yellow Ranger from Lost Galaxy and the Yellow Ranger from Jungle Fury, I think... They've both shown their tits on camera.
I see.
Yeah, so the Yellow Ranger from Lost Galaxy, she spent the entirety of Not Another Teen Movie naked.
I see.
She was a foreign exchange student. And then the Yellow Ranger from Jungle Fury was Jules from Cabin in the Woods. The blonde. And she got her tits out. See, I just thought I'd...
Those nice. Yellow Rangers.
Yeah. Nice piece of trivia. A Yellow Ranger is 12% more likely to show her tits on camera.
I hope they... Any future Yellow Ranger takes that in consideration when they audition.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually... So I saw like a teaser thing for like the next season... Well, for the next team of Power Rangers Megaforce.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to see... So like, there's going to be an episode in Megaforce for like to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Power Rangers... Where it's going to be a big fight featuring every single team of Power Rangers ever.
Awesome!
Oh yeah!
I will totally watch that.
Yeah, like it's already been shown in the Sentai.
Yeah.
But oh man, I actually may watch Power Rangers Megaforce from the beginning.
Oh my god!
Like as it's coming out, and not just wait for them to come. When I just wait for like that episode to show up, then watch that one and never watch it again.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Power Rangers.
Yeah, so, moving on. I also watched the Drawn Together movie, The Movie. So, for those who haven't watched, those who haven't heard of Drawn Together, it is a... It is an R-rated animated reality show. Where every single character in it is a demented knockoff of some other character. Like, there's this one chick, Foxy Brown, who is a knockoff of every, like, black musician detective from the Scooby-Doo era.
She's like a supposed to be like a blaxploitation kind of character.
Yeah. Yeah, and so she's always just, she's constantly, like, getting her tits out, like, at one point she teaches the really weird SpongeBob knockoff who can, like, pull guns out of his taint.
Yeah.
How to masturbate with a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Then we got like Princess Clara, who is a knockoff of the Disney princesses, who's racist. Like, the first episode she shows, she like walks to Foxy and just assumes that she is a servant, and is just constantly like belittling every single person's, like, and she's also like devoutly Christian. And I'm talking like insanely devout. Like, she's like whipping herself on the back and like flagellating herself to repent to God for like once half glimpsing out of the corner of her eye a picture of a guy from the waist down. Yeah, and then we got, like, Captain Hero, who's a knockoff of, like, Superman, only he's, like, a meth addict and a really terrible superhero.
Yeah, he's a dick.
Yeah, like, in the movie, he spends the entire time with a corpse as his girlfriend. Yeah, like, it actually shows how he got the girlfriend, where he broke into somebody's funeral, like, punched her kids out, grabbed her body, and then flew away.
Mm.
And he's had sex with her.
Mm.
Yeah, so we also have Xander, who is a gay Link. We're talking like retardedly gay, like out there,
like bordering on offensively.
Oh yeah, no, just offensive.
Yeah.
Nothing in the show is bordering.
Yeah.
But yeah. So the movie takes place in the universe of the show, and so in real life, Drawn Together got canceled, and then in the movie. We learned together that in the movie, the cast learns that Drawn Together was canceled.
Yeah.
And they learned this because their swears are no longer censored. Neither are their penises. Yeah, because, like, that's one of the things, like, Foxy says fuck and it doesn't get bleeped.
Yeah.
So then Bulldor, he, like, rips off his pants and we see that he is, like, a giant black man's penis.
Mm.
He's like, huh, I didn't expect it to be that black.
Comedy!
Yeah, and... So, like, the Jew producer, who's actually just called the Jew producer.
Yeah.
He's been spending his entire time just, like, giving these people bullshit challenges. Like, one of them, he, like, threw him a box of, like, puppies and kittens, and gave him a bunch of high heel shoes so they could stamp on him so he could get off.
Yep,
that's just... And yes, they just had to spend their entire movie trying to get the show not canceled.
Yep. And
this movie is fucking disgusting as hell, and I think it's hilarious. I love this movie. Mm. And I've been making you guys watch it.
Mm. In November.
Yeah, but still, you're going to be watching it. Then finally, I watched Detention. And I can hear myself kind of echoing.
It's not me.
Bobby.
Me, I'm wearing headphones.
I'm wearing headphones too.
But yeah, so Detention, it is a
I've heard of this movie.
It's a bizarre movie.
Yes.
And it's really actually great. It's a fantastic movie. So, what it's about is, so there's this, like, horror movie coming out at this school called Cinderella. Was that?
That was me.
Okay.
That was a car.
I'm not sure if I'm, like, going insane or something, but I swear I'm hearing myself. Like, it sounds like the soundboard is on.
How about now?
I don't think the soundboard's on.
Okay, but... Oh, wait. Yeah, I can still hear myself.
Oh.
Hopefully it doesn't come across in the recording.
I don't hear you.
Yeah, you're not me. Hey, that happened. It worked.
The soundboard
fixed it.
The soundboard was on, okay.
I could have used the soundboard this whole time.
That's what that low-level hissing was. Yeah, so this is just turning out to be a fantastic podcast with a fantastic audio quality, such as my voice reverberating a low-level hiss in a lawnmower.
I don't know why it defaulted to being on. It should default to off.
Yeah. So please, everyone who's listening to this, please don't unsub because of this on iTunes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, Detention. Yeah, so there's a movie coming out, and someone in the town is, like, mimicking this person, like, dressing up as them, and killing people.
Awesome.
But the people she's killing are stereotypes from other teen movies. Like, we have a Juno, there's a Michael Cera, or someone from a Michael Cera movie, like, I don't even know, so, he dresses like Michael Cera, but he's the cool kid.
Ah.
Like, he has, like, those really weird, like, 80s, like, reflective shades. He wears like the weird, wears like the really weird like indie shirts that have like some really stupid on them and like a hamburger stain on it or something. Because I don't know. But yeah, yeah, we have someone who's like switched bodies with their mom.
Cool.
But it was like a time body swap where her. I won't even get into it.
Yeah, don't.
But yeah, so
is it, that movie totally works as not being explained at all.
Yeah, this movie is insane. It is just off the walls, fucking bananas as hell, and I fucking love it. I want to talk about it, but I can't without spoiling everything.
Yeah, I want like there's like things I know about the movie. And I'm afraid to ask them because I don't know how spoily they are.
Well, okay, so you ask me them, and then I will either answer them or tell you they're spoilery.
Is there aliens in the movie?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's in the trailer.
For so. Like a second.
Oh, I thought there was like a plot point.
And there's Canadians.
Canadians?
A Canadian.
Ah.
Named Gord.
Ah, that's a Canadian name.
Yeah, and I actually know this guy. I don't like know this guy personally, but he is like one of the guys who like, on YouTube there's like a channel that does like beatbox battles.
Yeah.
He's the guy who hosts those beatbox battles.
Ah, look at him.
In Toronto.
I know Toronto.
I know that city.
Oh my god.
But yeah, this movie is something you need to see. Like it is. It is a fantastic movie that just has like some of the most insane shit in it you can ever think of. And oh god, it's so good.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch it.
Yeah, you really should. So at some point, I hope we can do a commentary on it.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So that is for what we've been watching. On to news. So, first piece of news. Jodi Lynn O'Keefe, best known for the role of Gretchen Morgan from Prison Break, will be appearing in the second episode of the fifth season of Castle as someone who tries to get in between Castle and Beckett.
Uh-oh.
Because, yeah, they just got together. Why not try to split them up? And I do mean just. Like, when this episode airs, they'll have been together for one episode.
And it took four fucking seasons.
Yeah, so, in the episode called Cloudy with a Chance of Murder, can you guess what the episode's about?
Weather? The weather?
Yeah. So, she'll be playing the role of Christina Cotera, a sultry and voluptuous entertainment reporter.
Ah.
Who wants to get all up on Castle shit?
Ah, who wouldn't? Nathan Fillion.
Fuck yeah, Nathan Fillion. But yeah, so why? Just why ABC? Why?
Rating.
You know, it better just be to build some tension. It better not cause any actual issues.
I hope. They shouldn't even be doing it. But whatever. So Castle returns to ABC's Mondays at 10 on September 24th.
Oh god, I need to watch season 4.
Yeah, fuck you, fuck yeah, you do. Okay, so next up. So, an English version of Old Boy is currently in the works.
Oh yeah, Spike Lee, right?
Yeah, Spike Lee's directing it with Josh Brolin as the main character.
Awesome.
And we've just learned that Samuel L. Jackson will be in the movie.
Of course it is. It's a Spike Lee film.
Yeah, he'll be the one getting his teeth ripped out by the hammer.
Awesome.
Because that happens.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I know that it's, like, really violent.
Yeah. Also, Bruce Hornsby has been brought on to score the movie.
Oh.
I'm not sure who he is or what he's done.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, apparently he worked with, he worked on another Spike Lee movie called Red Hook Summer. Which is about basketball, I guess. So, moving on.
Okay.
Arawale Ikenuizwagdabze.
Oh, nice try.
Also known as Mr. Echo from Lost. Has joined the cast of Thor the Dark World as a villain.
Right.
Yeah, so, Christopher Eccleston is the main bad guy. Who's the main bad guy. Malekith the Accursed, ruler of the Dark Elves. And apparently Loki will be making an appearance.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. And so, we'll be taking the role of Algrim the Strong, a character from the comic who is the most powerful dark elf.
Elves?
Yeah. He doesn't look much like an elf from the picture that they show. He has some weird, like, demon helmet with, like, spikes all over it, and he has, like, a skull on his chest, and he's, like, 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
Because, you know, elves.
Yeah.
So, moving on. The Despicable Me spinoff, about the Minions, is going to be released on December 19th, 2014.
Yay!
Yep. It's
going to
be titled Minions.
Yeah. Because, you know what my favorite part of fucking Despicable Me was?
Not Steve Carell, that's for sure.
Yeah, I fucking love the sentient Twinkies.
With the goggles.
I totally think they could carry their own film.
Oh yeah, totally. So, moving on. So, according to a rumor, this isn't actually like anything, it's just a rumor, but John Travolta may be the star of the Toxic Avenger remake.
Oh my god.
Because they're making a Toxic Avenger remake.
There's no part of that sentence that sounds appealing.
Nope. It gets even less appealing when we learn that the film has been reimagined as a family-friendly, pro-environment PG-13 flick.
Wait, what? Seriously?
Yep.
No. That doesn't even make sense.
Nope.
Ah, movies.
Yep. So the remake's being directed by Steve Pink, who also did Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, awesome. Then I'm definitely going to see it.
Yeah. And the script was written by Daniel C. Mitchell, who has officially butchered it.
Yeah.
Yes, so for those who don't know, Toxic Avenger is about a trauma film. So that automatically tells you about the quality.
Amazing.
I didn't like the original Toxic Avenger.
I haven't seen it, I just...
Well, yeah, so it's about this really nerdy kid who one day is part of this really horrible prank that was done by these kids who, like run over children with their car and then take photographs of it.
Whoa, what? That's not a prank.
Yep.
It's a murder.
Well, yeah, so what they do is they dress him up in a tutu.
Yeah.
Then accidentally throw him out a window into a barrel of toxic waste.
Mm.
He then mutates into a super strong, fucked up looking dude in a tutu who has a uncontrollable urge to fight evil. That's the actual description they give. Yeah, like anytime anything evil is happening, he like goes into like a trance and then automatically starts fighting evil.
All right, it's like Ghost Rider.
Kind of.
But.
Better?
Worse? I don't know.
Yeah, I have no fucking idea. But yeah, so it's probably bullshit, but still, just picture it: John Travolta in a tutu with a mop.
I'd rather not. I'd rather not picture John Travolta ever.
Yeah. So, moving on. So, Universal apparently wants Jim Carrey to join the cast of Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Universal wants him to play the role of Colonel Stars, who is the guy with the hood and the dog. One of the founding members of Justice Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so,
I've read Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah, so, well, apparently, Deadline is saying that Jim Carrey was actually really like the original, Kick-Ass.
Because it's great.
Yeah. But no deals or, I think, even talks are taking place yet.
Mm.
So this is just all speculation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and so,
Kick-Ass.
And so, speaking of, Kick-Ass 2, Lindy Booth, who I know from something, but I don't know what.
I don't know.
Yeah. She will also be joining the cast of Kick-Ass 2 as Night Bitch.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Check out these names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so she's another founding member. So she's another member of Justice Forever. And yeah.
Kick-Ass 2. Have you guys read Kick-Ass 2?
Yes.
It's pretty bad.
I liked it.
I didn't.
Well, that's one man's opinion.
Yeah. I didn't like the first Kick-Ass either, but the movie is really, really good.
Yeah.
I don't think I like the writer.
Mark Millar?
Yeah, I don't like Mark Millar.
at all. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yep. So, that is it for news.
Yep.
On to new releases.
Oh, yeah.
So, for this week, the week of August 24th, we have Premium Rush.
Yep.
So.
Bicycles.
Dodging speeding cars, crazy cabbie, open doors, and 8 million cranky pedestrians is all the day's work for Wiley, the best of New York's agile and aggressive bicycle messengers. It takes a special breed to ride the Fixie, super lightweight single-gear bikes with no brakes and riders who are equal parts skilled cyclists and suicidal nutcases who risk becoming a smear on the pavement every time they head into traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But a guy who's used to putting his life on the line is about to get more than he ever... It's like... more than even he is used to, when a routine delivery turns into a life-or-death chase through the streets of Manhattan. When Wiley picks up his last envelope of the day on a Premium Rush run, he discovers his package is different. This time, someone is actually trying to kill him.
Oh.
Starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yep. I like Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah. So, moving on to The Apparition. So... When frightening events start to occur in their home, young couple Kelly and Ben discover they are being haunted by a presence that was accidentally conjured during a university parapsychology experiment. The horrifying apparition feeds on their fears and torments them no matter where they try to run. Their last hope is an expert in the supernatural, Patrick, but even with his help, they may already be too late to save themselves from this terrifying force.
Not that.
So, yeah.
That's a very vague description.
It hasn't said that it's threatened their lives, only tormented them.
Yeah, and it's starring Bucky Barnes.
It is.
Yeah.
And Draco Malfoy.
Oh, goody. He's in
this
too.
Draco Malfoy plays Patrick.
Can he get, like... Is he going to get, like, brutalized by monkeys?
Maybe.
I really hope so.
Oh, I get it.
He
was in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, so... That is for this week, so moving on to next week, the week of August 29th. I got my days mixed up with this thing.
Because, this movie's coming out on Wednesday.
Yeah. So just scroll. Okay, there we go. Yeah, so... A couple more of those. Okay. So yeah, this movie's coming out on Wednesday, but I feel like we should talk about it, because it's starring Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, he's going to be in, like, smaller films now.
Yeah, so, the movie, Lawless. So, Lawless is the true story of the infamous Bondurant brothers. Bootlegging siblings who made a run for the American dream in Prohibition-era Virginia. In this epic gangster tale. That's gangster, not gangsta. Fucking kids of today. Inspired by the true life tales of author Matt Bondurant's family in his novel, The Wettest County in the World. The loyalty of three brothers is put to the test against the backdrop of the nation's most notorious crime wave. But hey, Gary Oldman's in it. And
Tom Hardy.
And
Mia Wasikowska.
And Guy Pearce.
So if you ignore the fact that they try and make it seem like Shia LaBeouf has balls, it might be a good movie.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Believe me. Later in the week, on Sunday, during the Anything Cast Live, you'll get to hear about Shia LaBeouf's balls.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about.
Yeah, so then moving on to the Friday, August 31st, we have The Possession.
Yeah.
So... Based on a true story, The Possession is the terrifying account of how one family must unite in order to survive the wrath of an unspeakable evil. Clyde and Stephanie Brennick, played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Keira Sedgwick, see little cause for alarm when their youngest daughter, Em, becomes oddly obsessed with an antique wooden box she purchased at a yard sale. But as Em's behavior becomes increasingly erratic, the couple fears the presence of a malevolent force in their midst, only to discover that the box was built to contain a Dibbuk, a dislocated spirit that inhabits and ultimately devours its human host. And they have to get really Hasidic Jews to help them stop it. I'm not even kidding.
Nope.
You know, this is actually... If I were to see this movie, it would be the second movie I've seen where they end up relying on Jews to help them.
Huh.
The Unborn, she ends up going to a rabbi.
Oh, right, yeah, that happened. I completely repressed that movie.
Just to throw off the whole, you know, I guess there's been religious prejudice with a lot of priests exercising things.
Yeah. But whatever, so moving on to the final movie coming out that week, we have The Tall Man. So, in an isolated, slowly dying mining town, children are vanishing without a trace, abducted the town folks' whispered by a mysterious entity known locally as The Tall Man. Town nurse Julie Denning, played by Jessica Biel, seems skeptical until her young David disappears in the middle of the night. Frantic to rescue the boy, Julia lives every parent's darkest nightmare in this twisting, shocking around each corner thriller, and that's shocking around each corner is like hyphenated. From acclaimed director Pascal Laugier, called The Tall Man. So goody. Children being taken by a guy who's like 6'5".
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Apparently, 89% of the audience wants to see it.
Or it's you know, a ripoff of The Slender Man and it's some supernatural entity.
I totally thought, when I heard the title The Tall Man, I thought it'd be actually about Slender Man.
Nope, we're getting an entirely original Slender Man movie, I guess. So, that does it for new releases.
Yep.
On to trailers.
Ooh.
Have you guys watched any trailers?
Oh, I did. I watched a trailer for Red Dawn Remake.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too.
It looks so bad.
Yeah, North Koreans.
Well, here's the thing about the Red Dawn Remake. It was made, like, years ago. Like, it was made, I don't even know when they filmed it. They filmed it in, like, 2008 or something.
Yeah.
And, for some reason, they kept not releasing it. So it stars Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Before he was Thor.
And Josh fucking Peck.
And Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah.
And Andrea Pathy, who was Wonder Woman in the unaired Wonder Woman. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan. And Connor Cruz, who is Tom Cruise's son.
Oh, goody.
Is
he a Scientologist too?
I don't think so, because it was his first wife, I believe.
Like, we have to stop these North Koreans. They're working for Zemu.
And the thing, yeah, it was gonna be, wait, okay, because it kept changing what the threat was. It was first gonna be the Chinese.
Yeah.
And then they used post effects to make it North Koreans, because they didn't want to offend the Chinese.
Yeah, because they have all the money.
Well, no, because the Chinese bought out the studio that was showing the film. So they're like, oh, I guess we have to change it.
Wow.
So yeah, anyways, the effects look really bad because I guess they spent all their effects budget on changing the Chinese flags to North Korean flags. So there's like planes blowing up in the sky and it looks like film school special effects. And I was like, wow, this looks really bad. And I love the original Red Dawn with, oh my god, what's his name?
Wolverines!
Oh, what the hell's his name? He's from 2 1/2 Men.
Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen, yeah. And, oh, and Patrick Swayze.
Oh, yeah.
I love the original. The original is amazing. Yeah. But,
Never seen the original Red Dawn.
It's actually, like, their point, they wanted to remake it because they were like, the original Red Dawn was so scary because, like, that was an actual threat. Like, the Russians could have invaded. And They were like, we want people to be that afraid again. But it looks so hokey and bad. I was like, this is awful.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I think the tagline's also like the original tagline's like, it's like, no army has ever occupied American soil until now.
Yeah, but the remake tagline is, welcome to the home of the brave.
Yeah, but wait, didn't War of 1812, didn't Canadians do that?
We didn't occupy. We attacked, we burned, we left.
Yeah, they didn't occupy. This one they invaded and just, like, took over, like, a small town.
Yeah, like, that's the thing, like, so is this, like, an entire countrywide invasion, or is this, like, starting in this town?
I think it was, like, the original, it was, they invaded a small town, and there was, like, more were coming. But like no one knew what to do because it's never happened before.
They don't have plans.
No, because they're America. They're like, we don't need plans.
Yeah, fuck plans.
We don't need your stinking badges.
Like, how do we get out of Iraq? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, and yeah, so like, the Red Dawn, the original Red Dawn is awesome. This one, Chris Hemsworth, sorry. He talked, because he's playing an American, he talks in like this action movie voice, where he actually goes like, la la la, we're gonna take him out.
Yeah.
And, like, it's so weird. And he plays, like he's, home on leave from the Marines. So he talks like not an actual Marine, like a movie Marine. He talks like G.I. Joe. That's how he talks.
Yo, Joe.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's actually replaceable. It's like, yo, Wolverines!
Yeah. So, yeah, it had none of the heart of the original. It just looks like an action movie, but instead of, like, Bruce Willis, it's a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah.
So that's my rant about Red Dawn.
Okay, anything else?
Looper.
Looper, oh yeah, I saw that one too.
I saw the theatrical trailer for Looper, which looks amazing.
Looks like a weird-ass movie, and, like, what's up with, like, fucking Joseph Gordon-Levitt's eyebrows?
Oh, they're making him look like Bruce Willis.
It looks like he has a bunch of fucking plastic on his face.
Yeah, it's not the best makeup job.
It's not even a good
like,
makeup job.
It kind of is passable to make him look. He's trying to look like a young Bruce Willis, and normal Joseph Gordon-Levitt doesn't look like Bruce Willis.
No, he does not.
So they had to like push his hairline back, make his brow bigger.
Yeah. So for those who don't know what Looper is,
I should explain it.
Yeah. So in Looper, there are like. So in the future, they've mastered time travel.
Yeah.
But they can only send people back.
And it's illegal.
Yeah, and it's illegal. So the mafia has been using time travel to, like, execute people. So in, like, the present time, we have these people called loopers.
Yeah.
Who are just past hitmen. What will happen is, like, the mafia will, like, strap a bunch of gold bars, gold bricks to somebody's chest, send them back in time. Loopers will kill them with some weird stick gun.
Yeah, it's a weird space future gun, I guess.
Yeah, take the gold and dispose of the body.
Yep.
You know, but then, one day, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character is tasked with executing a future version of himself.
Yeah. Who's Bruce Willis.
Yeah, so he's fucked.
Yeah. So, what? Like, that's pretty crazy.
I'm wondering why you would, like, take that job. I mean, I understand, like, gold, but, like,
They don't tell you ahead of time.
Yeah, they're not going to tell you who you're going to kill.
No, they just send you a piece of paper with a time and a location. You go there, someone shows up, you shoot them.
Yeah.
You usually have a bag over their head, but I guess with Bruce Willis, they ran out of the bags.
Okay, well...
No, Joseph Gordon-Levitt takes the bag off.
Oh, right.
I gotta say, there's gotta be more than one looper, right? I mean, there's gotta be a competitive rate.
Yeah, there's more than one looper.
Why send him back to himself? I mean, his motivation's got to be, well, I don't really want to get killed in the future, so...
Because...
I think it's probably, like, he doesn't know, or they don't know. Like, his bosses don't know who is killing them.
Yeah, and, the loopers aren't supposed to know who they're killing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why they have the bags over their heads.
Yeah.
Oh, they show up, blah, take the gold, walk away.
But what's great is, apparently... The costumes for the future, like, gangsters look like Hasidic Jews. Which I am very excited for.
Hasidic Jews everywhere.
Yep. The future is 2047.
So that's when Master Time Travel.
Oh, wait. Or 20... wait. What? I'm on the Wikipedia page, and I'm all confused with these years.
20-something-7.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. The present day is 2047, and the future... is 2077.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
Time travel.
Yeah. So, anything else?
No, that's it for me.
Okay, Bobby Wong, any trailers?
No.
Okay, so I've seen a couple. So, I saw a new teaser for Dexter Season 7.
Ah.
Yeah, so Deborah finds out everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Moving on.
Oh my god.
That's a teaser.
Seven.
Yeah, it was like, what it was just like showing clips from like a few episodes and like Deborah, she like just like flipped Dexter's apartment and like found his knives and his blood slides. Yeah, and so just kind of like, and like a lot of it is like hinting at Dexter might kill Deborah. Like, there's one bit where he was like walking up slowly to her, and you saw like a silhouette of him with a knife coming over Deborah's face. And like, for some reason, like a lot of like the sting images of like when it has a text over it is like a burning trash bag. Yeah, but whatever. So, saw the teaser for the DC, for the Robot Chicken DC special.
Oh yeah.
It looks really funny.
Oh yeah.
Looks like a fucking Robot Chicken. I love Robot Chicken.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Aquaman's gonna get more shit thrown on him because he's fucking Aquaman.
He's Aquaman.
Yeah, so, moving on. Saw the trailer for The Last Stand, which is Arnold Schwarzenegger's glorious return to the starring role in an action movie.
Oh, yeah, he's back.
Yeah.
That's right.
He even jokes about how old he's gotten.
Yep.
So, yeah, and it's probably going to be terrible.
Going to be terrible?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so, moving on. I saw the trailer for House at the End of the Street.
What's that?
Jennifer Lawrence and Elizabeth Shue get attacked by killers.
Oh.
No, actually, get attacked by a ghost. Because a girl who used to live in a house down the street drowned.
Oh, that's too bad.
And then ghost.
I have another trailer, but I'll wait till you're done.
It looks really fucking stupid. But yeah, so then finally, saw a trailer for The Impossible.
What's that?
It is a biopic about a family that survived the tsunami.
Oh, okay. I think I heard about that.
Yeah, and I already know how this movie's going to go.
There's going to be them and a tsunami, then they're going to survive.
Yeah, I can give you like a point-to-point plot summary of that entire fucking movie. They even show the end of the movie in the trailer.
When they survive the tsunami?
No, so the bit is, there's this family, they're in the tsunami, and then the tsunami hits, and then they're separated.
Oh no!
So then we got Ewan McGregor and two of his kids, and Naomi Watts and one of her kids, because those two are married in this movie.
Right.
So then the movie is about Ewan McGregor and his two kids trying to find Naomi Watts and his other kid.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the entire movie, and then we see them at the end holding hands. Like we actually see them. They have all their wounds and shit, and they're like, "Oh my God, you're still alive!" Then they hug, and then end of trailer.
That's a bad trailer.
Yes, it is.
That's too bad.
So you had one other one?
Yeah, I was going to talk about Dread.
Dread, okay.
I'm trying to remember if I've talked about Dread yet, because I talk about Dread a lot.
We've talked about Dread before.
Well, it still looks awesome.
It kind of does. I am the law.
Yeah, it totally sounds scary and not, I am the law! Yeah, Carl Urban. Anyways, that's all I have to say about Dread.
Okay.
And that slow motion is a plot point, which is great.
Okay. That's going to do it for this week.
All right.
Unless we guys have anything else you want to talk about?
I didn't know we could talk about TV.
Yeah, it's the movie and television podcast.
Save for next time.
On the
I'm totally going to talk about a show I just watched all of.
On the website, on the bar, it says movies/TV.
I thought we could just talk about movies.
No. I've talked about TV before when you were on here.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Okay, so yeah. Well, that's going to do it for this week, I guess. As always, you can follow the site on Twitter. You can follow us at Death's Door Prods. I am at Deadman_DProds. We have at Bobby1 and at Steven_TC. We are on iTunes. We are on Facebook. You like us there. We are on iTunes. Please subscribe to us. Leave us some reviews. Let us know when you see more of, less of, etc. When this goes up, we should also be posting our commentary track for Labyrinth for Musical Month.
Oh yeah.
Then we have the Anything Cast live on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern. AllGames.com. Please join us at AllGames.com/chat and let us know what you think of what we do on the site and what you think of the shows and stuff. Then on Tuesday we have comics. On Tuesday we have video games. Then on Thursday we have the anime podcast, along as well as the anime club supplement for Dogs, Bullets, and Carnage. Then next Friday we'll be wrapping up Musical Month with Dr. Horrible Sing Along Blog.
Nice.
Yeah, so, until all that, I'm the Dead Man. Sorry for the lawnmower.
I'm Bobiwan.
I'm Steven. Sorry about cars and stuff.
Yeah, Bobby, why the fuck you didn't apologize?
I apologize for nothing.
We'll see you guys next time.